The following programming is sponsored by Mark Palmer. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, Philadelphia, Uvalde, Texas, New York City, D.C., Germantown, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Brazil, London, Paris, Kyiv, Moscow, India, Senegal, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa. Wherever you are, I or my heart is with you. Welcome to Empire Capital Presents, The Mark Palmer Show, hosted by Mark Palmer, Chief Executive Officer of Empire Capital and Consulting Corp, a Philadelphia-based accounting and financial consulting firm with offices in Philadelphia, New York, D.C., and Miami. This is another beautiful day in my neighborhood because, I got a bunch of reasons, but the main ones that I want to share with you is because I get a chance to hug my kids. I get a chance to hug my grandkids. I love seeing both of them smile. I am blessed. I do not take their lives for granted. Their lives matter. Your children and your grandchildren's lives matter. When will we live like that? Your money, my money, is going 4,864 miles away, also known as $40 billion, being given away to fight a losing cause. That's not intelligence. $40 billion of our dollars is being sent over to the Ukraine to fight a war that they're not going to lose. I mean, that they're going to lose. You cannot keep on saying you want peace and then keep on sending bullets that far away. The bullets. People have bullets. Some people are for gun control, some people are against gun control, whatever the phrase gun control means, because it keeps changing depending on who you're talking to. We have to do a better job of using some critical thinking, not just as investors, but as human beings. Today, we get another chance to deliver accurate, timely, actionable information and ideas Let's not forget about the ideas for us to do better and be better than we were before this day began. This show is all about empowering you to get more money and then use your money, including your tax dollars, to get more power to improve the way that we live now. As I've said plenty of times before, all lives matter. Those children, the teachers that tried protecting them, they matter. Those children were our children too. And it's painful. It was very painful to see the inertia that the police department or that the law enforcement people were doing at first. Very painful. And pain is a necessary part of life. Let's make sure that while we have a chance on a beautiful day like today, not a cloud in the sky in Philadelphia, while we get a chance today, let's go find someone that we really care about and hug them. Let's be more polite to each other, because life, there's no guarantee that we've got it tomorrow. We only have right now. And right now, let's do a better job of just being more humane and actually living like our lives matter. No matter how old you are, your life matters, because even if you're very old and you're in a confined situation, you still have the opportunity to make it a teachable event for other people that need to learn how to age well. There are some people that just don't. They fight aging. They don't want to get old. The alternative sucks, I think. The alternative to not getting old is to die. There are people that need your knowledge, your wisdom, your accumulated experiences so they can learn from it. Your life matters. The life of those little babies matter. It's tough to let $40 billion go out of my hands and not say anything at all about it, not complain about it, not encourage other people to just, hey, let's use some critical thinking about that $40 billion that's going over to the Ukraine to help the war effort, as if that's really going to solve anything. Because critical thinking says that if you're spending $40 billion to fight my aggression, I'm going to amp that up. I'm going to spend $40 billion too. And that means that you're going to have to spend some more money. So there will be billions of dollars more of U.S. tax dollars going to fight a losing cause for a country that most of us 2 years ago didn't care about, didn't know where it was exactly. So why? Who's protecting our children? Because that $40 billion, I'm absolutely sure that $40 billion could have done a lot to keep some children alive and some teachers alive, to make this world a safer place besides using it to fight and kill other people. If you agree that killing is not the solution, then why help perpetuate the killing? So let's get on to some financial news. And financial news says that there was a rebound in the market on Friday. Today, the market's closed because of Memorial Day. And speaking of Memorial Day, let me say a special thank you and congratulations to the veterans, the people that helped defend this country, people that helped stabilize this country, the people that helped make this country go forward, that have lost their lives. Thank you for making our world a better place. Not a perfect place, just better. And I so appreciate the service that you and your ancestors have done. Some of your ancestors did some terrible things too. But hey, you know, we don't live in a perfect world, and yet we're still Americans, and let us celebrate that. And if you're not an American, we're going to help you to celebrate, because we are gracious people. So come and join in with today's festivities, wherever you happen to be at, and enjoy the beauty that this country has to give. The market, the Dow closed at 33,213. The NASDAQ closed at 12,131.13, and the S&P 500 closed at 4,158.24. All of those indicators, those are economic indicators, and last week they all closed up. That was the first week in about seven weeks prior, they all closed down. So what does that mean? It means you should continue to cut back on your spending because the market is going to go down again. There will be more of a drop because there was a temporary upswing this week, I believe, because of a historical desire that investors, that the country has, to go into the start of the summer season, also known as Memorial Day, on an up note. People want to believe in the optimism, even if the optimism is not sustainable. And the optimism that you saw this week in the markets, it's not a sustainable thing. Interest rates are going to rise. As interest rates rise, profits at many of the companies that are in the Dow have to go down. Many of the companies that are in the NASDAQ or the S&P 500, they've got to go down. And that will cause a cascading effect on the market. So there will be a temporary upswing followed by a continuous gradual downswing. If you're in the market, that's a buying opportunity because it is a temporary dip. It will not continue to go, you know, we're not going to get into a depression, or we will not have another great recession. There are enough safeguards that are in place so you do not fear. In your trading activities, in your investing activities, you use knowledge. You got to have the knowledge because it will replace the fear. The gloom and doom, you don't need to participate in that. There will be gloomers and doomers that are going to tell you, oh, this is it. This is the big one. The recession is coming, and all that's true. There will be a recession most likely in the first half of 2023, depending on what the Fed says. If they continue to raise interest rates substantially, yeah, the country will experience a mild recession. But that's okay. We've had recessions before. It is part of the capitalist system. There's a boom, and there's a little bit of a bust, and then there's a boom again. And we continue to make sure that the country goes forward by investing wisely. We look for buying opportunities of great companies that are temporarily depressed. And right now, the tech stocks are temporarily depressed. So, let us consider buying some tech stocks. My favorites are still Apple, stock symbol AAPL, Metaverse, stock symbol FB, also known as Facebook. You can easily get into something that is temporarily depressed but will find a way to sustain itself, called Netflix, stock symbol NFLX. You buy tech stocks, oh, and also AMD, as well as Micron Technology. People are not going to go back to a techless society. We've gotten comfortable with technology. We want more of it. AI, also known as artificial intelligence, is not going to recede. It's going to get better. It's going to get faster. It's going to be included in the lives of ordinary people more and more and more. And that's technology. So if you have some of these companies, consider buying more while they're temporarily depressed. It is a buying opportunity for you to buy and hold some great quality companies that otherwise would be a little pricey. Let's do more investing, not less. Let's wait for everybody to start fearing and take advantage of their fear that's based on strictly emotions. We don't use emotions, we use reasoning. Reasoning would cause us to say, let's bump up on our defense stocks because Congress is going to continue to not pass laws to protect your children from crazy people. Instead, they're going to send more money overseas to a country that most of us really and truly don't particularly care about. Lockheed Martin, stock symbol LMT, is a buy, I believe. General Dynamics, interesting company to buy. Raytheon Technology, interesting company to buy because they sell a bunch of defense products and services to the U.S. government. And the U.S. government's buying a lot of bullets and a lot of bombs and a lot of missiles. And they're going to continue to do that until at some point, these two guys that have a huge testosterone problem, also known as Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin, eventually one of them will come to their senses and say, okay, this is enough. I would like for it to be Joe Biden. Putin has it would not be a good look for him to back away from this because he wants to make sure that Russia remains relevant on the world stage. That's what's at stake. The U.S. wants to make sure that we're the leaders of everything imaginable. That, too, is a mistake. We can't be number one in everything. This American dominance over things big and small, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yet we are, and there are people that are dedicated to maintaining that America first position on all things, that we dominate everything, and then we subjugate. Well, if you want to dominate and you want to subjugate, that's part of, human beings throughout history attempting to do such thing. But it is lunacy to try to fight a war on two different fronts. Don't fight a war with Russia, whether it's active or whether it's esoteric, and then go and start something with the Chinese. The same Chinese that supplied the majority of your pharmaceutical to seniors. The same China that owns a lot of U.S. debt. What are you doing? If you remember history, it's a really bad idea to fight two strong enemies on opposite sides of you. Let's do a better job of helping our president come to more intelligent decisions. Take some of that $40 billion and use it for our schools. Let's not continue the lunacy and let's protect our kids. To the parents, family, friends of the Uvalde, Texas massacre, you have my condolences. It was tough to see those images again. And we will see them again until we, the people, decide to do something about them. And everyone is boohooing about the tragedy and no one's offering solutions on how to prevent it again. Until now, Empire Capital is all about producing solutions to whatever the financial problems that you have. So let's offer a solution to this. I believe that all lives matter, especially children. Let us take some part of that $40 billion that's being spent fighting a losing war because of the testosterone issue between two guys, and let's put a cop in every public school. That cannot cost more than $1 billion, right? It cannot cost more than $1 billion to have a cop at every public school for 7 hours a day to make sure that our kids are safe or safer. It doesn't cost that much, but we can't keep on boohooing about children dying. And let's think of a better. Sometimes you got to get tired of crying and tired of seeing the images. Let's do something better and stop these tears. Welcome back to Empire Capital Presents The Mark Palmer Show. The tears, the horrific scenes, the tragedy, we've got to come up with a better solution, right? Don't blame the gun for doing exactly what it was designed to do. It's not the gun. Human beings. I believe they're the ones that actually pull the trigger. And some people are just going to be bullies. And some bullies, most bullies, will not stop due to reasoning. They will only stop by force. And if you don't believe in guns, but you support the police, don't the police carry guns? They carry those guns because they understand that some people are going to be bullies and they're going to hurt other people unless they're stopped by force. Sometimes we don't like the force that they use. It is necessary. Guns help protect people more than they hurt people. It is how we stay free as a country, and we value that freedom. We still believe in this piece of paper called the Constitution of the U.S. That piece of paper was backed up by the willingness to use force to effect change or changes that we wanted to see or that we want to see happen. And sometimes we have to read the Constitution, and many people have not. So I invite, there you go. That's today's reading assignment. Read the Constitution of the United States of America. That document, including its amendments, I believe that the document is one of the greatest documents of all time. It is how this country, is part of how this country became great, is part of why this country continues to be great. It never stopped being great. So you don't need to make it great again because it never stopped. This is a great country. It has some great people. Some of them are great in a bad way. They get their greatness from causing horrific pain. Most of us are pretty good people, but we won't get attention on the news channels or on the radio because we just go about doing really nice things every day like we're supposed to, like good human beings are supposed to. It is important that we remember on Memorial Day, it's important for us to remember the people, the ordinary people that make this thing great. It isn't the basketball players. It isn't the football players. It isn't the politicians. It's you. Let us remember on Memorial Day, you and your contributions to helping make this society great. I'd like for you to continue that. One of the people that I want to call out, ordinary people, are teachers. If you want to make a change, if you're tired of hearing about the killings, one of the things that I'd like for you to do is make sure that your child, especially your male child, knows how to read well by the time they're in the fourth grade. If not, according to FBI criminologists, it significantly increases the probability that your child or your grandchild will go to jail. Some of that $40 billion could easily go to reading programs to help improve the quality as well as the quantity of reading that our kids do. If our kids learn to read better, they will have less probability of engaging in antisocial behavior that causes us to shed tears, right? However, again, Empire Capital offers solutions now. That's all that we have. What's the solution now? The solution that I want to offer is to make sure that your grandchild knows how to, or your child or your grandchild knows how to read well. No matter what grade he or she or they are in, my solution here and now is to simply call Kim McGrory of McGrory Educational Services. She's an educator extraordinaire with a global clientele, operating remotely so everybody's safe, teaching children as young as 4 years old how to read well. Her number is 267-254-3100. I'm going to say it again. 267-254-3100. She had no idea that I'm going to say this thing. This is not a paid commercial. It is an offering of a solution to make sure that our kids are a little safer, that we keep them out of jail. So that makes us, as we age, that makes us just a little safer. There's another solution. Again, on this show, we deliver solutions. Solution number three, go tell your child's teacher or your grandchild's teacher, thank you. That's it. Thank you for at least trying to educate our child or our grandchild. Stop barking at the teacher for giving your child a grade that your child earned. If your child didn't earn the bad grade, then you, as a teacher, you tell your child that sometimes that's life, and maybe you need to try harder next time. Sometimes in life, like in sports, you're going to get some bad calls. The solution is not to argue with the umpire or not to argue with the ref. The solution is to play harder and help make the official make better calls. officials, sometimes they blow calls. It's part of the game of life. If you're a player, make the play, not the call. If you make the play, then you don't have to worry about the call. Bad calls are going to come. Bad calls, including a police supervisor telling his team members to stand down while kids are in a school getting shot. Bad call, straight up and down. Do not try to defend that bad call. Simply accept that you made a bad call. But sometimes when people do wrong and they defend their wrong, it's because they don't see it as wrong and they'll do it again. They'll do it because they don't see it as wrong. And when people don't see things as wrong, they have a huge tendency to do it again. And that includes someone smacking you upside your face, claiming that they love you, but they're going to beat you. That's wrong. But if they justify it by saying, well, you know, it was the alcohol, or it was, you shouldn't have done this thing. And women get beat up on a lot. Don't let it go. It's only going to happen again. Stop excusing it. The person that's hitting you is a bully. And they're using force to bully you. They're only going to stop if they meet an opposing force. All right? If you want them to stop beating you, put some force on them. And there are men, grown men, that are willing to protect you. But you can't be wishy-washy about wanting that protection. That's a major turnoff. We want to make lives better every day. We want to help improve the way that we live now. Beating up on people that are weaker than you are, that's not a good way to live. Accepting being beat up on is not a good way to live. Doesn't matter if the bully is called the police. Doesn't matter if you call him husband or baby. Nah. Bullies act like bullies. And I am reminded of a story that I heard recently about some guys that are very tough talking to their women. And they talk tough and they try to scare them. And that same punk A guy will not say the same things to another man because he knows how it's going to turn out. Let's stop the bullying. Let's stop tolerating the bullies. Why you stay with a guy that beats you? I understand some of the complexities there. I am not a fan of violence. Sometimes when he goes to sleep, you know, I've seen some stories of people that poured, you know, hot grease on people when they were sleeping, or hot grits. And, you know, we've heard some stories before. It forces a bully to maybe reconsider some things, but you got to be willing to take it that far to stop your tears. The tears that you hide from people that know what's going on, and everyone pretends. Let's stop your tears. Let's stop the tears of the children, the grandparents, the parents. There's too much crying going on. Let's start looking at solutions to change things, and that begins with how we spend our money. It has a lot to do with how we value ourselves, what's really important to us. Let us consider how to stop being broke. Because if you're broke, you got to take some stuff. You got to take some stuff that you don't want, that isn't good for you. It isn't good for your children. if you're broke, you got to send your kids to inferior schools. We offer at Empire Capital, we offer a program called How to Stop Being Broke. It is a financial literacy class that is amazing. We deliver a program that will absolutely keep you from being broke in 2022 and beyond. It's a series of classes, 3 weeks, that start the first Tuesday of each month. And for those first three Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. East Coast time, you learn how to increase your income now, how to reduce your expenses now, and the third week is all about learning how to invest successfully, how to choose which stocks to buy, where to find the information, because without information, you're going to do some lousy trading. When to sell the stock, and how to make sure that your money will continue to make money so that you will never, and I mean never, be broke again. Or you can continue to waste money doing the same old things with the same old people that you've been doing it with now, and complaining and crying and boohooing about blaming somebody else for your problems, that you are an active participant in helping to maintain. If we continue to expect for other people to solve our problems, that's not intelligence. If you want to be viewed as an intelligent person and therefore get better treatment, make better financial decisions. It is no good complaining about, well, other people have more because they started out with a lot more, whatever. It's all about your decisions on how to use the assets that you have. The number one asset that you have is you, your mind, your heart, your belief system. If you want changes in your financial condition, change your mind. Stop putting up with some of the nonsense that you and I have been putting up with. Make your desires known and then continuously on a daily basis, seek not to go back and do the same old things. It isn't going to be a perfect walk. You're going to have some relapses, but you pick yourself back up and you keep trying again because that's life. Life is about going forward, not continuing to stay back and keep complaining about the same old people doing the same old things. Stop the whining. Let's make better financial conditions on where you bank at. All banks are not the same. Let's make better financial decisions about the life insurance that you have, or the life insurance that you don't have, but you absolutely should have, because no one knows when the next shooter is going to come out. And your life matters. It matters financially if you make that decision. If you don't make that decision, then your life doesn't matter financially. But that's because you decided that you don't want it to matter to people, to the people that you claim that you love. There's no inheritance for them. There's no money for them to live a better life because you decided not to get life insurance, or you got a jacked up old, you have a jacked up debit policy where the person comes out and collects it every week. That's so terrible for the people that you claim that you love, right? Life insurance policies have a definite positive purpose in life. Let's make some financial decisions on how to do well with them. They're not all the same. A whole life policy is absolutely a terrible thing if you're an investor. You learn to buy term insurance and take the difference and invest it. You will make out way better right from the very first payment, right? In those whole life policies, you got to pay in for about 2-3 years before you can take anything out called cash value. Terrible policies that were, especially if it's a debit policy, that were perpetrated on a group of African Americans mostly because they didn't know any better and they took stuff that was absolutely terrible for them. So if you or anyone that you know still has those debit policies, get rid of them right away, close them out, cash them out, take as much cash, and don't give them any more money. instead switch over to term insurance. There are lots of quality insurance agents and quality bankers. But let's remember to use this time carefully. It's time that's valuable.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
Welcome back to Empire Capital Presents The Mark Palmer Show. Our number before and after the show is 267-581-5993. Again, that's 267-581-5993. If you call and you get the voicemail, be sure to leave a voicemail, because I absolutely will not return their call if there's no voicemail. I only want to talk to people that really want solutions to their current financial problems, or that they just want to live a better life, or that they've had an exciting, positive thing and they just want to share it with me. I love those calls. So if that applies to you, again, that's 267-581-5993. You can also call the studio here at 888-329-3306, or you can always go to the Empire Capital website, which is www.empirecapital1.com. Empire is E-M, P as in Peter, I-R-E, C as in cat, A, P as in Peter, I, T as in Thomas, A-L, the number one, not spelled out, .com. Emailing is a very good thing. I can respond to those much faster than I can the other forms of communication. However, we want to hear from you, because part of what we do is help make our world better, and how we do that is by helping to make your world better. So we want to close out the month of May by reminding ourselves of the retirement issue. The retirement is going to come. If everything goes right, we're going to have to retire. The question that we asked earlier during the month is, how do we want to live? How do you want to live the rest of your life? It's an important decision, because you never know if you've only got tomorrow, or hopefully you have a tomorrow. I really would like for people to survive more than just today. But someone's got to go. Hopefully it's not you, me, or anyone else that we really care about. But someone's got to go today. If it's not you, then we need to start planning for your retirement, for your tomorrow. So I ask, how do you want to live? That is a central question in your happiness. How you want to live has a financial cost. What are the things that you like to do? And these are just food for thought, so that when you're at your cookout today, or you're talking with family members or friends, you have something substantive to talk about, and you'll get more information from them to help you to make a better decision. How do you want to live? Do you want to have a bunch of cookouts going on? If so, then it's going to cost more for entertaining than someone that is more reclusive, right? We also want to consider, what things do you like to do? What's your healthcare like? That healthcare is a monster, because we have pre-existing conditions that will come into play during our lives. And some people have a genetic predisposition to become sick at a certain age. If there's a family history, if you're hanging around your family, talk about the family histories, and don't walk blindly into your future. Get knowledge, get information about healthcare with your cousins, with your neighbors, especially those that are older than you, so that you have some idea about what you're going to be walking, what you may be walking into, and you have time to prepare for it, hopefully, right? So we also want to take a look at, where do you want to retire at? These are questions that we need to start answering now, because we never know. Sometimes people are forced into a retirement that they didn't plan on, because they're only 38 or they're only 42. Suppose that one of your children was forced to retire, and now they're dependent on you again. Is that the case? Is your child or your grandchild doing some silly stuff that will make them dependent on you? That's going to influence your retirement plans. And you need to be aware of that early on. If you got a knucklehead grandson, and some of them are, because they do some knucklehead stuff, understand that that may fall back on you. And if you don't want it to fall back on you, you need to make certain decisions clear now, and express those communications to people that have that it impacts. So if you have a knucklehead grandson or granddaughter, let their parents know that if these things happen, do not send that kid over to my house. This is not that kind of party. I need to assure that my retirement is going to be happy. I don't get a redo. People make decisions all the time about how they want to live. And sometimes it is necessary for us to be respectful of other people's decisions, even if they're bonehead moves. Let them do the bonehead move. Step back away from them to protect yourself. But there's this thing called love. And love will make you do some silly things, especially if you're a grandma. Grandpas, we behave a little differently. You know, we're not going to be as loving and as tolerant as grandma will, right? I remember when my kids were, you know, really small, right? There was this t-shirt out. Maybe they still have it. I don't know. And it said, when the going gets tough, the tough go to grandma's. Right? There's a reason why they didn't say grandpa's, guys. Grandpa's going to kick that stuff right on back, because grandpa's not having it. Because grandpa's a little wiser, a little older. You know, he recognizes the complexities, and if they're not his, he's not really trying to deal with it. He'll make some effort, but then he's going to stop. Grandma keeps giving the love anyway, even when she shouldn't, even to her demise. But that's the beauty of a woman. She keeps giving love, even when she shouldn't. It makes this world a much better place. So while we're hugging, be sure to hug the grandmas today, because we remember, we memorialize grandmas. We memorialize teachers that keep giving. And they don't get enough honor. They definitely don't get enough pay, considering the value that they add to society. Wow. Clearly, teachers, that $40 billion, yeah, I'm back at the $40 billion, right? So that $40 billion could clearly elevate teachers' salaries, and it would actually, if you had a starting base pay for teachers all across the country of $100,000, you would definitely attract better quality teachers. You would attract more male teachers into the profession, and we need more male teachers coming into that profession. With all due respect to the women teachers, we need some more male teachers to tone some of these boys down that are not getting home training at home. Let's do a better job of caring for each other. And we have the ability to use our finances to do such a thing. But if we are oblivious to what that $40 billion of our tax dollars can do for us here, wow, I have seen some strange things happen in a very short, since COVID, I saw a lot of things happen that I just never thought it would. The complete suspension of logic to take a vaccine that you don't know what's in it, didn't care what's in it, someone told you to take it, and they bullied you into taking it. Some people got bullied into taking it under threat of losing your job. That's a bully. And then they try to bully you to coming back to work. A bully. So I personally don't like bullies. I will, it is not beyond me to challenge the bully. It's very common for me to advocate on behalf of people that can't speak up for themselves or don't want the consequences that may come with that. I'm on your side. I am with you no matter where you are, no matter who you are. I am with you. It's what this show is all about. It's all about providing solutions now to help you improve the way that we live now. Your children are important to us. Your grandchildren are important to us. Their lives matter, but we got to live like that. The school district, the school district of Philadelphia, as well as wherever you are, your local school district, start impacting that local school district on what types of books our kids are reading. Let's put pressure on them to improve the reading programs for all the kids in the first, second, third, and fourth grade. It's how you prevent problems from happening in society. Hugging your teacher or hugging your child's teacher or saying thank you. Give them a card. You know, go over to the dollar store, spend 50 cents for a card. Give the teacher, show some appreciation for all the stuff that your teacher goes through with your child, that when your child was home during COVID, you got a little taste of that and you didn't like it. You wanted that kid going back to school to get him out of your hair. I understand that. So let's appreciate the people while we have them. Let's show our appreciation for the police officers that still, even though they don't do everything right, man, they stop a lot of bad guys from doing wrong. Let's not forget that. We have to live better, and that includes using reasoning and critical thinking to not fall for the nonsense that gets glamorized by the news media wherever there's a tragedy. Most people try to do a pretty decent job. Let us remember them too. And just be more polite and say thank you or hello. Don't be afraid to say hello to people. It's how we improve the way that it has nothing to do with the money. A hello isn't going to cost you anything. You don't have to You don't have to stop and have a whole conversation. But when you do have a conversation, start your conversations off with everyone by saying, hello, how are you? And then get on with the issue. Let's be better citizens of the world. Let's make better investments. When the market opens tomorrow, I suspect that there will be, this week, there will be a cascading downward. So don't let that fear you. Look for great opportunities to buy. Don't be afraid. Let's wake up. Let's not do the same old thing that we've been doing, or else you're going to keep getting the same result. That makes you crazy. You're insane, but you're not. Go live a great life. We're here to help you. 267-581-5993. Until next week, have a fantastic week.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.